welcome all wonders in one sight, eternity shut in a span, summer in winter, day in night, heaven in earth, and God in man. Great little one whose all-embracing birth brings earth to heaven, stoops heaven to earth. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you.
And also with you.
Well, it's a delight to welcome you either here or at home, if you've stayed up late or are watching it later on, to our Midnight Eucharist, our Midnight Mass this year. It was in so many ways one of the traumas of the last year to not be able to welcome here at the other great Christian festival, which is of course Easter, and we had to do that all remotely, all online, but here we are, gathered in the place where worship has taken place over hundreds of years. So it's a particular delight for us, I think, to gather together in person this year as we celebrate the birth of Christ.
Christ, the light of the world, has come to dispel the darkness of our hearts. In his light, let us examine ourselves and confess our sins. God, our Father, you sent your Son full of grace and truth. Forgive our failure to receive him. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Jesus, our Saviour, you were born in poverty and laid in a manger. Forgive our greed and rejection of your ways. Christ, have mercy.
Christ have mercy.
Spirit of love, your servant Mary responded joyfully to your call. Forgive the hardness of our hearts. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May the God of all healing and forgiveness draw you to himself and cleanse you from all your sins, that you may behold the glory of his Son, the Word made flesh, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. Lord God, heavenly King, almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand of the Father, receive our prayer. For you alone are the Holy One, you alone are the Lord, you alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. Let us pray. Eternal God, who made this most holy night to shine with the brightness of your one true light, bring us who have known the revelation of that light on earth to see the radiance of your heavenly glory. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
A reading from the prophet Isaiah. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of the messenger who announces peace, who brings good news, who announces salvation, who says to Zion, your God reigns. Listen, your sentinels lift up their voices. Together they sing for joy, for in plain sight they see the return of the Lord to Zion. Break forth together into singing, you ruins of Jerusalem, for the Lord has comforted his people. He has redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord has bared his holy arm before the eyes of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the true light which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood, or of the will of flesh, or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
May the words of my mouth and the thoughts of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen.
Amen.
Well, all is well. The WHO have declared that Father Christmas is immune to COVID-19, so your parcels will arrive. good old Santa. Small stories like this make us smile, and we need them as we come to the end of what has been an extraordinary year, to remember a beginning, a birth. And to help us do that this evening, I want to take you back to a day off for me on a damp October afternoon when I had the chance to put my feet up and watch a movie called Children of Men, a movie based on the novel by P.D. James. For those of you unfamiliar with either the film or the book, I'm going to spend, I'm afraid, just a couple of minutes telling its story because I think they speak powerfully of this Christmas story we are here to celebrate. Children of Men is a dystopian film set in a future all too easy to imagine. A child has not been born for 18 years. Society is divided. Immigrants and the stranger are scapegoated and caged. Life has become so worthless that there are adverts for euthanasia kits. If I'm honest, I almost stopped watching. It was all too uncomfortable, yet I persevered as the scene was set, for eventually we meet a young black girl who is pregnant, a pregnancy that, of course, makes her valuable. To the underground rebellion who want an uprising, she is a symbol around whom people will gather. Yet to another, who for a time was part of that rebellion, he wants to protect her and set her free, and she comes to trust him. Together, hoping to find a mythical place of hope and peace, but before they get there, the child is born in a prison camp on a dirty mattress surrounded by chaos and violence. Soon they have to flee and they find themselves cornered in a building with the rebels and the innocent caught up in the fighting. They are trapped, bullets and bombs all around. And then the child, that small bundle of life, cries. The child cries. And stunned first by the sound and then by the sight of new life, the guns fall silent. Soldiers fall to their knees and something in them shifts, at least for a moment, as mother and child escape. Of course, it doesn't last. This isn't a fairy story. The battle resumes, and the child, wrapped in a blanket and cradled in her mother's arms, eventually escapes via water to a boat called Tomorrow, and the movie ends. But hopefully you can see some connection with this story and the story we remember today. Jesus, too, was born into a world that was divided, where people were scapegoated and separated because of their race or background or wealth or education. And his mother and protector were on the move too, and Jesus was born in an outbuilding, noisy, smelly, cold and damp. It was anything but a silent night. Shepherds were called from their field and heard the cry and saw the Word made flesh, hope in a small bundle of life. And rather like in that scene from Children of Men, it was the cry of a small child that broke through a world turned in on itself, came hope, even if just for a moment in that film. And for the shepherds too, they heard that sound, that cry, and with it came hope. In many ways, I think it's hard to be a person of faith faced with the cruelty of life at times, to believe in a God of love when there is so much to perplex and confuse. Our faith can sometimes seem so fragile and small, yet longing and searching for meaning for all of us remains. And today we bring those longing, searching, battered and bruised hearts to encounter the story of God being made flesh in a small and fragile child. And perhaps just as it did for the soldiers, just as it did for the shepherds and those who saw the scene, perhaps for us this evening, a new possibility is opening up. And as this year has taught us, it is often the small things that matter most, the small glimmers of hope, the chinks of light that in some way remind us, I think, of a God who is always with us, a God revealed in a small child who gives hope. This time last year, COVID-19 was so small it was not really something we paid much attention to, a small headline. Yet, of course, it became a global pandemic, and there have been so many sad tales to tell from this last year. And yet what has often made it bearable has often been the small things, the kindness of a call, the offer to get the shopping, a few characters of concern in a text message. The small and simple things often make all the difference. Maybe that's why later on Jesus talks of faith as being small, like a mustard seed, or of it being a precious coin that you would sweep your house to find if you lost it. And it is, of course, a small round wafer, a small piece of bread that symbolizes so much for us. For through it, what we talk about here really makes some sense week by week. This small thing that's placed in our hand over time helps us comprehend something of the God who came, who comes among us now, who gives and who says, "I love you." Just as we delight to carefully choose and give gifts to those whom we love, how much more does God delight as we open our hands to receive a small token of love, something of God's very self infused in a small piece of bread. That's why our separation over this last year has, for me at least, been all the more acute. We have not been able to gather around this table as a family, just as many of you cannot gather as a family today to celebrate. Yet the significance of what happens when we do this in remembrance of him, small and insignificant as it might sometimes seem, remains. So small things make a big difference. Every year, preachers like me look for a way to tell the story, to come up with a ripping wheeze, as my dad used to say, but it's really very simple. God becomes small to come among us. God cries. God calls. God says, "I love you." And we, falteringly, weakly, confused and bewildered as we sometimes are, reply as best we can, "I love you too." Amen.
Let us declare our faith in God. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth,
of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation he came down from heaven, was incarnate from the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We
In this holy night, let us join with Christians throughout the world as we prepare to meet the Christ child and give thanks for God's great gift to us. Let us pray. Father, in this holy night, your Son, our Saviour, was born in human flesh. Renew your church as the body of Christ. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. In this holy night, Christians the world over are celebrating his birth. Open our hearts that he may be born in us today. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. In this holy night, there was no room for your Son at the inn. Protect with your love those who have no home and all who live in poverty. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. In this holy night, Mary, who in the pain of labor brought your Son to birth, hold in your hand all who are in pain or distress today. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. In this holy night, your Christ came as a light shining in the darkness. Bring comfort to all who suffer in the sadness of our world. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. In this holy night, shepherds in the field heard good tidings of great joy. Give us grace to preach the gospel of Christ's redemption. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. In this holy night, the angels sang peace to God's people on earth. Strengthen those who work for peace and justice in the world, that through reconciliation, those who live with fear, hunger, and poverty may know your peace. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. In this holy night, strangers found the Holy Family and saw the babe lying in the manger. Bless our homes and all who we love, especially those from whom we are parted at this time. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. In this holy night, heaven is come down to earth, and earth is raised to heaven. Keep in safety all who have gone through death, in the promise and hope of heaven. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. In this holy night, angels and shepherds came to worship at your manger throne, and God's light shone and overcame the darkness. On this holy night, we come to worship at your humble and glorious birth and pray that your light shines ever brighter in our hour of need. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
night, the angels sang, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to all in whom he delights." The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Word made flesh, life of the world, in your incarnation you embraced our poverty. By your Spirit may we share in your riches. Amen. The Lord is here.
His Spirit is with us.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
All glory and honour be yours always and everywhere, mighty Creator, ever-living God. We give you thanks and praise for your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ, who for love of our fallen race humbled himself, and on this night was born of the Virgin Mary by the power of your Spirit, and lived as one of us. In this mystery of the Word made flesh,
You have caused his light to shine in our hearts, to give knowledge of your glory in the face of Jesus Christ. In him we see our God made visible, and so are caught up in the love of the God we cannot see. Therefore, with all the angels of heaven, we lift our voices to proclaim the glory of your name and sing our joyful hymn of praise. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Lord, you are holy indeed, the source of all holiness. Grant that by the power of your Holy Spirit and according to your holy will, these gifts of bread and wine may be to us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, who in the same night that he was betrayed took bread and gave you thanks. He broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup and gave you thanks. He gave it to them, saying, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." Jesus Christ is Lord. Lord, by your cross and resurrection, you have set us free. You are the Saviour of the world. And so, Father, calling to mind his death on the cross, his perfect sacrifice made once for the sins of the whole world, rejoicing in his mighty resurrection and glorious ascension, and looking for his coming in glory, we celebrate this memorial of our redemption. As we offer you this, our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving, we bring before you this bread and this cup, and we thank you for counting us worthy to stand in your presence and serve you. Send the Holy Spirit on your people, and gather into one in your kingdom all who share this one bread and one cup, so that we, in the company of Blessed Mary, St. Joseph, and all the saints, may praise and glorify you forever, through Jesus Christ our Lord, by whom and with whom and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honour and glory be yours, Almighty Father, for ever and ever. Amen. Let us pray with confidence, as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. We break the bread of life, and that life is the light of the world. God, here among us, light in the midst of us, bring us to light and life. Christ is the true bread which has come down from heaven. Lord, give us this bread always. body of Christ broken for us all. Amen. The blood of Christ shed for us all. Amen. Let us pray. God our Father, in this night you have made known to us again the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Confirm our faith and fix our eyes on him until the day dawns and Christ the morning star arises in our hearts. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen. Now Lynn's going to have the dubious distinction never fulfilled in childhood to light the fifth of the candles on the Advent wreath. So let us pray. Blessed are you, Sovereign Lord, King of Peace. To you be praise and glory forever. The new light of your incarnate word gives gladness in our sorrow and a presence in our isolation. Fill our lives with your light until they overflow with gladness and praise. Blessed be God forever.
Oh,
who has loved the eternal Son from before the foundation of the world, shed that love upon you, his children. Amen. May Christ, who by his incarnation gathered into one things earthly and heavenly, fill you with joy and peace. Amen. Amen. May the Holy Spirit, by whose overshadowing Mary became the God-bearer, give you grace to carry the good news of Christ. Amen. Amen. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Amen.
Go in peace, proclaim the word made flesh.
Glory, thanks, and praise to God.